Dear friends in Christ, this year we have all been left shaken by great and tragic events which have summoned from the human heart great compassion and dignity to defy the darkness. I leave on Christmas Day for Sri Lanka in order to see for myself the effects of the devastating tidal waves last Boxing Day. From Sri Lanka, I want to give thanks for the work of relief and reconstruction which the generosity of the Catholic community in Britain, who responded so compassionately to the human effects of the tsunami, has made possible. Suffering and witness, these are the great themes, it seems to me, from this year. I cannot easily forget the astonishing example given by Pope John Paul II, who, as Pope Benedict said recently, taught from his hospitable room an incomparable lesson of the Christian sense of life and suffering, witnessing in first person the true Christian message. Those days of April, when 3 million people or so came to sit, as it were, at the dying Pope's bedside, will stay with me for a long time, as will the momentous task of electing his successor. It has been a year of remarkable human stories. Here in London, I have been close to two women, deeply affected by the 7th of July terrorist attacks. One was Marie Fatai Williams, the Nigerian Catholic mother married to a Muslim, whose son Anthony was one of the victims of the bombs on the underground. God had been terribly blasphemed on that day by violence in the name of religion, but Marie was given a prophet's tongue. She did not recognize their God, she said. This was not the God she knew. And she went on to call for reconciliation, forgiving her son's killers because, she said, the chain of hatred had to be broken. The other woman was Jill Hicks, a 37-year-old, who was the last person brought out alive from Russell Square tube station. Her legs had to be amputated, and she had to learn to walk again on prosthetic limbs. Last Saturday, she was married to her fiancé at a church in central London, walking unaided towards the altar to the music of Handel's Eternal Source of Light Divine. The other story that has stayed with me is that of someone called Abigail Wichels, a young Catholic woman who was for a time left paralyzed in April this year from a brutal stabbing. I remember how shortly after that attack I gave her Holy Communion at her hospital bedside, and she smiled, a witness to the light inside the darkness. In those first weeks after the attack, she even dictated, through blinking her eyes, a moving haiku which read, "Still silent body, but within my spirit sings, dancing in love light." Now, at the end of the year, she has recovered some of her movement in her body and, remarkably, has given birth to a baby, Dominic. What unites all these stories is that they tell of a world and a reality and a hope that lie way beyond the physical and emotional suffering by which we are surrounded. This year's heroes are witnesses to that hope and to the gentle resilience of the spirit of the manger, which is continually glimpsed in the lives of people of faith. As I contemplate this year in the light of our great nativity story, I meet Jesus, it seems, in these lives, for he too was helpless and vulnerable, wholly free of violence, and born into a world of suffering and insecurity of which he became the victim for the sake of others. Love and innocence seem to provoke violence and hatred. But long after the violence and hatred have subsided, love carries on, gentle and persistent, the still small voice of God, often deafened but never drowned, calling his world to something better, and giving us all the courage and strength to defy the logic of this world with another logic of love and peace. I wish all Vatican Radio listeners a very happy Christmas.